This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now, we've gotten into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of February the 12th to the 16th. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show aimed at going over the big stories, the focus of News Talk Radio this week, and the people whose names are on the charts. So we get right to Michael going through the list because there is certainly a lot to talk about. And I really want to get his perspective on a couple of these things completely. So, Michael, let's go through the list first, and then we'll take apart a couple of these things that are really important from the listener's point of view.
All right, you got it. This is what people have been talking about this week on News Talk Radio across America and stations just like the one we're being heard on now. At number 10, we have NBA and NHL action. At number 9, the Black Panther film. At number 8, the FBI's China warning. At number 7, the Pyeongchang Olympics. At number 6, the Trump Stormy Daniels issue. At number 5, the Rob Porter case and the status of John Kelly involved in that. We have at number 4, the Russian election interference and the cyber attack. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the DACA Act and immigration policy. And number 1, and it is the big one, out of the blue, the Florida school massacre. On our people survey, we have Olympians Sean White, Chloe Kim, and Michaela Schifrin. Vladimir Putin is at 9, Barack and Michelle at 8, Kim Yo Jong and Mike Pence at 7. Number 6 is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. At number 5, Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. At number 4, Robert Mueller. At number 3, we have Rob Porter, John Kelly, and Hope Hicks. Nicholas Cruz at number 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Not a great week. A lot of interesting things happening, certainly marred by the school massacre story.
All right. So let's start with that. There are perspectives that I think you are in a unique position to discuss with regard to the radio stations, what's going on in the world of radio, news talk radio, sports talk radio. We'll get to that later on. But from the point of view of how this information is being presented and discussed, there is a growing feeling with me as a broadcaster that it's hard to avoid having these conversations, but where they go, I had a better conversation, frankly, with James Whale on a British talk radio program than I did on my own program this week because I am frustrated with this. But I'm going to be quiet. I want to listen to you because you always have such a poignant point of view, and almost intellectually you look at these things differently. So I want to listen to you talk about number one this week and how it's been approached by hosts and what do we need to be considering here conversationally.
Well, it's a problem to talk about this because we're running out of words.
Yeah.
So I find that most of the hosts are at a dead end in terms of where do I go with this? As a matter of fact, what you've just expressed, that you had to go outside of the sphere of American talk radio to have a fresh perspective on what has, again, I have trouble finding the words as well, to find a new angle on something that is beginning to be embarrassing by its cliche. You know, we send our love and our prayers to the families. We've got to do something about this. We have to turn to the president to make this happen. The politicians have got to stop it. It's too soon to talk about gun control. It's not about gun control. It's about mental illness. It's about the coarseness of our society. It's about having metal detectors outside of schools. It's about. And so my personal take is it's about us and our culture in the United States of America. that, and that there is no remedy to this problem that would be a sweeping be-all and end-all to the fact that on regularly scheduled intervals we have these terrible tragedies occurring.
Do you know that since the beginning of the year, Michael, every 60 hours there has been one of these events? Some of them aren't even talked about anymore. Every 60 hours, in historical perspective, on average, since January 1st, this sort of thing is taking place.
Well, now, do you think that I'm smart enough to have the answer to solve this
problem?
I think
you're smart enough to have a... You just said... what I said, and I was criticized by one of the stations that carries my DJV program because I ignore it. Well, he said I ignored it. I didn't ignore it. The news that you carry, I said this to him, you have a newscast on your station, and it came from CBS. The news focused for 90 seconds on the event, and you want me to come back, regurgitate it, and talk about it from the perspective of what I said last time it happened and the time before that. Basically, I reiterate what you just said. There's nothing new. And what am I going to... I like to think that the program that I do weekdays is aimed at solutions to problems. And I can't find a solution to this problem. So I don't want to talk about it because it's frustrating, it's annoying, it's angering, it's sad. There are all kinds of adjectives I can use to describe my feelings, but I am also pissed off that we can't come up with a collective way of dealing with the three issues that are mental health, that are guns and the availability of guns that we don't need to have, and people say, well, who are you to say? I have a limited amount of common sense, and my common sense says there isn't any damn need for AK-47s to be on the street. Sorry, I'm not sorry, but what is the point of that? And then we look at the historical perspective of where we come from as a country. We come from a unique place. Guns, as they were used as settlers crossed across the country and took law into their own hands. There's a certain amount of that in our DNA, which is not equivalent to anything that went on in any other country in the formation. You look at England and the wars they had and how they killed people as they were nurturing their own freedom. They were using swords and knives and axes and stuff. Were they violent? Of course they were. We are, as a being, we are violent. Our nature is violent. So where do you go with it?
You certainly did a lot of talking for a guy that was going to listen.
Well, go ahead.
I don't mind that you're talking. What I'm finding interesting is that you do have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. You obviously have a lot to say. How come you didn't say it on your show?
I did, but it took me a while.
Why'd the guy complain? So why'd the guy complain that you weren't
talking
about it?
Because I didn't do it. Wanted me to do it. You know, the day of, he wanted me to spend a lot of time on it, and I didn't have anything to say, so I didn't say anything.
It's your obligation it's your obligation as a player in this game called News Talk Radio to talk about the hottest topics. This is
I did, but it took me a while to muster up my
right. Well, in a way, I'm happy that it took you a while because I think that one of the things that this format of radio needs is more thoughtfulness. Mm-hmm. The pressure to come up with instant opinion, with instant solutions, with instant reactions that please the core audience and please the radio station programmers and fit into a nice, neat package in a world that is so unneat is something that is just impossible to do. Without reducing it to a cliche and having it be an exercise in futility. So I find all of that interesting, and that's within the realm of what we talk about on this program. This is a program about talk. It's about what we talk about in talk radio and a look behind the scenes. So I feel that we are successful, at least thus far in this conversation, in conveying the challenge and the frustration that talk show hosts deal with if they are thoughtful and care about the content and consequences of what they say, as opposed to just filling the space and yammering. with a bunch of platitudes that have no meaning. So let's get down to it. What it comes down to is, yeah, it's a gun issue, but it's not exclusively a gun issue, because it could be a sword issue, it could be a poison issue, it could be a knife issue, it could be a bomb issue. There's many ways that a mentally disturbed, angry person can commit mass murder. So it's not just about guns and just about a specific brand of gun. It's about violence, and you pointed that out. Is it a political issue? Well, yeah, because we turn everything into a political issue as opposed to a social and a mental issue. I think it has to do with our culture, and I think it has to do deeper with the culture of humanity, because this kind of garbage goes all the way back. I mean, I hear people say, only in the United States does this happen. Well, this kind of crap happens everywhere. We just happen to have a very large country. We happen to have a very, very violent nature. And we have a history of freedom when it comes to expressing violence. So there's a lot of different issues meeting at this intersection. So I would say, from Michael Harrison, my own point of view, we've got to come to terms with our culture and our nature. Meantime, if we have to restrict freedoms, which I despise, for the sake of protecting our children from ourselves, then I think we have to do that.
And included in that is overviewing the availability of these violent video games that are so much a part of many people's upbringing these days, the access to the kind of technology that you get with an iPhone or iPad that kids that are 7 or 8 have, and they don't understand. The parents are not teaching them the responsibility because they're 7 years old. They have no business looking at this stuff or having this stuff at their disposal. No, none. There should be laws against parents being able to. People, it needs to get to a point, this sounds maybe like a police state, but at some point, we register guns. Maybe we better be registering things like iPhones. And who's going to use them? And how are they going to use them? Because there's a lot of that behind the scenes in this. I see it, frankly. But it's part of the culture, as you suggested. So, food for thought. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show at 19 past the hour. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Funny after the hour. Yes, the weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen here herding not a herd of cats, but one cool cat, whose name is Michael Harrison, who wants to go further with our discussion on not the Florida situation, but what we take away from it, what's going on in our society from a perspective. And by the way, there are the folks who listen because they listen to News Talk Radio. There are a lot of hosts who listen to this program for ideas. And as people are coming up short with ideas on how to freshly discover what a solution to these gun violence issues are, Michael has some perspective for those of you who are hosts as well as listeners to pick up on. Michael?
Well, I don't necessarily know if I'm telling anybody what to say, but here's what I'm thinking.
No, it's a suggestion.
And that is that in addition to the gun control issue, which is a controversial issue up there with, abortion and certain, vicious cycle issues that keep going around and around and around and around and nobody changes their mind. The other issue that comes to mind from this type of thing is the issue of thought police. The issue, and you're hearing people talk about it, this kid, this young man, this young monster, there were signs on social media that he had violent thoughts, that he was a weird guy, that people should have noticed it, that this guy was ominous, ominous is a word that showed up, and that it should have been reported. Well, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? However, when you look at that particular process, it's like that movie Vanilla Sky. The idea that you could be arrested or detained for what you might be thinking of doing. In other words, the difference between thought and action is a very scary proposition. That's truly a slippery slope, because then the government could say, we've noticed that you've been speaking on your show about blah, blah, or we see that you've mentioned some scary, violent things on your Facebook page, or you look funny. The people that work with you think that you glare at them, that you've got a strange look in your eye. why. We want to investigate you. We want to talk to you. That is scarier. That's a scarier proposition than taking away your guns. It's really like, wow, that's a police state. But on another level, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? If you see some kid looks like he's dangerous and is going through the, here we go, profiling, the profile of what a mass murderer could be. This is the real nitty-gritty of where we stand with this difficult problem.
So the call to action here, I tend to be a solutions-oriented sort, and when I talk on the air, that's why I said I didn't talk about it, because I don't have a solution to it, and I feel almost impotent at coming up with something, and I don't want to disappoint the people who are used to my style, but I don't have a solution. It is interesting when you talk about tracking people, the movie Vanilla Sky comes to mind as somebody, okay, we're gonna take people out who are thinking about maybe doing something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this, you look at the alphabet agencies, the CIA, FBI, they don't do their job. If the FBI, had been watching this guy for a year. So
what do you do with somebody for what they're thinking or saying?
That's the point.
It's like Jimmy Carter once said, I have lust in my heart, and everybody jumped all over him, but he was being honest.
Right. I have lust in my heart, too. How about you?
No.
No?
Not a bit of it.
Really? I'm sorry.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four after the hour, as we review the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison has his new interview, which you can see headlined at Talkers, the Michael Harrison interview this week with David Smalley. Who is he?
David Smalley is an atheist. He is a skeptic. He is a debater. He is a dogma breaker. He is a comedian. He's a strange guy. Very bright. Very interesting. And we talk about the age-old argument between science and religion. How's that for a how's that for a conversation?
It's a good argument, man. I'll tell you, because they're more related than anybody really thinks they are. The science of mind. You probably know about that, which is a sort of a spiritual. What do you call them? A cult? It's a group of people who believe that there is science in religion.
Well, I make the case with him that a lot of today's scientists are as dogmatic about their answer to current beliefs in science as religion advocates are about their answer to what reality is based on the Bible. And he said that any scientist that becomes dogmatic is not a scientist anymore, and he's right. See, the difference between religion and science, without going into it, but it is interesting. Let's take a minute. The difference between religion and science in a minute. How's that for?
Help yourself. Confidence. The world history in a minute.
Right.
Good,
the difference.
Good luck,
religion. Both religion and science try to explain the mysteries of reality. Religion has the word of God and says, this is the answer, don't question it. Mm-hmm. Science says, we don't know the answer, question everything. And the role of science is to prove itself wrong. The role of religion is to prove itself right. And that is it in a nutshell. And I leave it to our listeners to argue amongst themselves.
How about your own spiritual beliefs and how they play into a conversation like this with somebody like this? What do you bring to the table this conversation?
I bring to the table that we human beings are wired in such a way that we cannot be sure of anything, and that we should have deep humility about the mysteries that surround us in this extraordinarily weird place we find ourselves called reality.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
That's what I believe.
What is reality? A lot of people think reality doesn't. In reality, you're making me up, or I'm making you up, or you made up David Smalley, or whoever it is that is in the question. The woman in your life that you love, you made her up. She's just a doll, or
we don't know.
She made you.
We don't know that we're not a. Brain in a bucket.
We're spiritual beings in a human body. Well, that's what some people
say. We don't know where we are. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We don't know. We just don't know. That's why in physics they call the issue of consciousness the hard question. Mm-hmm. We can't wrap our brains around. There's a cliche, but it fits. We can't wrap our brains around the idea of consciousness. That is the heart of the hard problem. That if you think that your ego, your I-ness, I, me, the person experiencing, the person experiencing things, the observer, is the result of your brain, that it's the result of the mechanics of your brain, that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is that who you really are comes from someplace else, and the brain is just a processor on this plane of existence to help you make sense of where that spirit happens to be at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's it. I'm not preaching that as my dogma. I'm preaching that as my observation of the question at hand when you get into science versus religion.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sticky with it.
And he didn't want to hear it. David Smalley, he went as deep as science is going to answer everything. It always has, and it always will. He's sort of in that school of Neil deGrasse Tyson and Lawrence Krauss. These guys are extremely arrogant.
Oh, I think that Tyson is a big bull. Whoops. he leaves me cold. He's such a phony. I don't know about Smalley.
Smalley's a smart guy. Smalley's cool. It was. You know what I like about Smalley? He's very respectful. He does not show disdain or attitude. I have interviewed Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I've also interviewed Lawrence Krauss, another major physicist, and they show disdain. They show disdain. They their hackles go up, and they become disdainful if you question the Big Bang or all of these doctrine that current science preaches as if it were just another religion.
You can't figure it out. You're not supposed to figure it out. People get frustrated. This is my spiritual belief, anyway. I said something that I really do believe. We're spiritual beings. We go from one reality to another, and our lives as human beings are not, they're only part of the overall experience, and God knows, literally and figuratively, what happens next, what happened before. You find people that, there's so many questions that come about as a result of, this fabulous experience that we're having in this life. Mm-hmm. But there are other fabulous experiences that are very possible because we, in our pea-brained way of looking at these things, think that we may be the strongest in terms of species on the planet at the moment, but 100,000 years from now, you don't think the ants are going to be running things here, who knows?
Or our descendants will be running things and look back on us as a very primitive form of ape.
Yeah,
we don't know that. Right. Or we don't know. We don't know that our priorities are necessarily in tune with some ultimate truth. We don't know that just because dolphins or just because ants don't build bridges and make rockets,
roads.
that they're not pursuing in their own way some type of deeper spiritual, intellectual pursuit. And, you know, are in touch with ants all over the universe having a conversation about things that are beyond our understanding. So we are so arrogant as to think that our technology and that our interests are the be-all and end-all, that we're the crown of creation, when in fact we just might be some tangent that has very little to do with what's ultimately important to God, whatever God is. You know.
If in fact, the core research suggesting the planet is about 4.5 or 5 billion years old, and that the universe is ageless, even though some say the Big Bang created it, and there's a mind that's connected to it, the mind that we don't really understand, or the energy that is God, or is whatever it is, in some way, shape, or form, in my experience, I've found that thoughts are things. When I think about things, I can create things with my mind. Why is that? It's mind-blowing when you think about it. If you actually practice it, and comes... Yeah, it's really...
If you go back to the roots, if you go back to the roots of words, to like ancient Sanskrit and Middle East, the word thing and the word think are only one letter apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the root of thing is think. Some people believe that consciousness, and this goes back to the hard question that I talked about, that consciousness is the root of all reality.
Mm-hmm.
That we have it backwards. We think consciousness is a byproduct of reality, when in fact it might be the other way around. That reality is the product of consciousness. If that's the case, it turns everything that we think upside down.
Yep, and inside out. So, as a former disc jockey, I'm sitting here thinking when we talk about Mirage, I'm thinking about Tommy James and that song. Remember Mirage, the Tommy James and the Shondell song? You remember that? You probably didn't.
No, I do not. I don't remember that. I remember is Crimson and Clover, I think.
Yeah, but there's another song called Mirage. And then Bobby Darin thinking about things. When you said things and think, that song came right into my mind. For what it's worth, how our minds work. In a moment.
And now, welcome to the philosophy of DJs.
That's it. All right. Speaking about DJs, we're going to do some shop talk. That's what Paul Harvey used to call it. What's going on in sports talk radio? That is, in some circumstances, I'm talking about draining the swamp. Maybe some swamp.
Did you see my quote in the Boston? My quote in the Boston Herald.
I did not see that. Well, you tell us what. Yeah. Tell us.
Okay.
Now hold on. 44 past the hour. Countdown time. Talk Radio Countdown Show with people now in the focus, so that there is an official listing as you listen to our conversations about talk radio. Sometimes we go through the list and that's it, and you may have missed it. So here's the official 10-person list. People being discussed for the most part, all of the programs with their subject matter, focusing around these people. Chloe Kim at number 10, Vladimir Putin at 9, the Obamas at 8, Mike Pence at number 7, Sarah Sanders at number 6, Stormy Daniels at number 5, Robert Mueller at 4, Rob Porter at 3, Nicholas Cruz is 2, and Donald Trump number 1. A lot of people think the president needs to have more to say about Nicholas Cruz, and I don't know what the tweeting was on it this week, but it seems to me this kind of stuff is going to stay with us. So, and the list has changed a lot, except for what's at number 1, the president.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A student in Georgia complained that tests and grades were stressful, so the professor adopted a new stress reduction policy. Students who feel stressed about tests can decide their own grades. If they feel any stress, they're welcome to leave without explanation and with no effect on their grade. A stress-free environment may sound good, but life is not stress-free. A look through the lens of liberty reveals the vital importance of stress and risk and how to handle them. Our American system limits the power of government because we believe ordinary people can govern themselves. But they cannot do so unless they learn how to take responsibility for their own actions. If you want a stress-free life, you need a binky and a stroller and someone else deciding where you go.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with a review of the stories now from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, and the Worker Bees, who come up with these lists studying talk radio shows, hosts, programs, stations. Number 10, sports talk radio in general. What's going on these radio stations that are taking on a new sort of position with regard to talking about things that they should have, the host should have more common sense thinking about. Number 9, the Black Panther film. Number 8, China. Number 7, the Olympics. Number 6, Stormy Daniels. Number 5, the Rob Porter case. Number 4, the Russians and their election interference. Number 3, the Russian investigation of Mr. Trump. Immigration policy is 2. And the Florida school massacre, number 1 this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Those are the top stories. All right, 47 after the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing now with some shop talk. Many of you have heard either on sports talk radio programs or some of the news talk stations that are talking about not only action in the professional leagues, but what's going on behind the scenes, kind of not really behind the scenes, because this stuff has become very public. 3 hosts that I can think of have been fired because of things they have said on the air about Tom Brady's son or Chloe in the Olympics or whoever, whatever else. So today, as we do this over a period of, I guess, a day or two, one of the radio stations in Boston, this is sport. This is a very hot. I'm in Boston. That happens this week, Michael. And we all know how hot a sports market this is. There are 2 FM stations that do very well in the ratings here because of the interest in sports. One of them conducting sensitivity training for their hosts.
Well, they have to do something. They have to do something because they're in the hot seat and a lot of sponsors are pulling out because of a series of missteps, politically incorrect missteps on the part of their hosts. So they're having sensitivity training.
But is it really sensitivity training, or is it the boss saying you can't talk about this anymore on the air?
Well, I leave that to you and to the listeners. I can't tell you what the boss means, but that's a rhetorical question, and it
goes back to
an apt one.
When I was a disc jockey, I used to talk a lot between the records about things that were going on, and the boss used to come in and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?"
Right. Right.
So that was sensitivity training in those days.
Who's giving the training to the people teaching the training? Who's teaching the sensitivity training instructors on how to be sensitive?
That's a lot of money at stake here. The Red Sox are thinking about taking...
Huge money at stake.
Yeah, there is.
So I was quoted in the Boston Herald saying something to the effect of the corporate media meets political correctness, giving sensitivity training to sports talk show hosts is like teaching NFL players how to tackle gently. It's just not quite easily done. But that's what's going on in the business right now. We're going through a change in political correctness. The Me Too movement is part of it. There is a definite shift in our culture And it ties back. It ties back to the issue that really is the elephant in the room today, and that is the massacre at the high school in Florida. What kind of a culture do we want to have? Because there are consequences to it. And how we deal with freedom versus consequences of freedom is the major issue that we're wrestling with.
Are we being muzzled, excuse me, by politically correct thinkers?
Yes. Yes. That's definitely a result of
To this. What end will the listeners lose out in the end? Maybe one of the questions. More from Michael and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I want to just finish that conversation we were having about what goes on the radio. The host that was fired for inappropriate comments about Chloe Kim in the Olympics, 17-year-old girl, and he said some things. If I were her father, I'd go punch his lights out. That kind of, and that's what Tom Brady wanted to do with a guy that took a shot at his 5-year-old daughter. Same yeah. kind of thing. That is, come on, there's a point at which you gotta have, whether it's common sense, common decency, come on, grow up. Don't be looking around and say, I don't understand what they're talking about. They want me to be controversial. Use your head, you dummy. That's what I would say to him if he's working for me. What would you say to him?
It is use your head, dummy. But in defense of these people, I have to say there's a tremendous amount of pressure to be opinionated, to be edgy, to be a bad boy. A lot of guys are professional bad boys. They're grown-ups, but the word is not bad boy. The word is bad, and it starts with an A. And that's a whole mindset. It's a whole look. It's a whole attitude. And it permeates sports talk radio. And to a great degree, it used to be in the shock jock genre, which is kind of dissipating. And some news talkers are bad A's, and we have to, sensitivity training. What does it really mean? It means, come on, management, tell us what you want. The managers of radio have to be clear and take responsibility for the assignment that they send these guys on. It's like the old Mission Impossible thing. You know, you got to do this, but if you get caught, we're going to disavow any knowledge of the mission, and you're going to leave you out there on a limb. That's what they do, and they just got to be clear about it. There'll always be people that don't pull the right word out of their head in the heat of a conversation in an effort to be funny or an effort to be bad. But they got to be careful because it's no longer, it doesn't work anymore. Whether it's right or wrong that it doesn't work, that's a whole other issue of freedom, etc., censorship, blah, 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 blah. But the fact is, in this new culture that is evolving and becoming our new reality, it doesn't work anymore. You got to replace it with something that does.
Yep. And I think that's the bottom line of that. All right. So let's get to a couple of other things here that are part and parcel of the conversation this week. We haven't paid any attention to the Russians and whether there's anything new on that. What do you think in terms of the investigation or whether they're interfering with our elections or elections elsewhere? What do you do about it, even if it is, unless you go bop off Snowden, because I think he's the one behind it. That's my read on it.
Well, the Russian issue will be here next week, and it'll be here the week after, and it'll be here the week after. So in some ways, it's kind of cool to not talk about it. I just wish it was because of better news than we have. But the Russian issue, espionage, intrigue, it's entered the cyber world. We're going to be propagandizing each other forever. We're going to be meddling in each other's elections and meddling in each other's economy. And meddle, because it's so much easier to meddle in the digital age than it was in the analog age. Let's get real. It isn't just the Russians. We're meddling in their stuff. They're meddling in our stuff. The Chinese are meddling. The North Koreans are meddling. The Israelis are meddling. And the French and the British would meddle if they could. So the fact of the matter is it's a whole big muddy meddle.
A muddy muddle. Meddle.
Yeah, that's right. We're in a muddy meddle malaise.
And in the middle of all that muddling is Stormy Daniels.
Ooh. Now, there's something that you could... There's
yes,
a subject
sink,
that
sink
you
sink your teeth into.
I set you up to say that.
Thank
I
you very much. Yes.
Yeah. I went that you can sit. You could think. I suggested that you could... And then you said it.
Yep.
So,
yeah. Power of suggestion with me.
Stormy Daniels will come... It's going to come and go, and no one's going to care.
Of course not.
Trump gets away with whatever he wants to.
Well, you're not going to take him down because of that any more than Bill Clinton went down because of Monica. Supposedly she has a dress, too, by the way. Did you know that?
I guess so. I don't know about these things.
You didn't know about the dress? Oh, you don't. Okay. Why don't women wash their dresses after they get into situations
like that? Oh, my gosh. What a way to end the program.
Okay. Would you like to end it in a better way? You going to see the Black Panther film this weekend?
I'm going to try.
I'd like to see the movie. That's good. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
It's socially relevant. Socially relevant. I'm not a big fan of comic book movies, but this one seems interesting.
Well, if you don't go to see it, you're going to be a racist. People say you're a racist. You didn't go see it. That's it. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.